His Christian name is Jones. Most call him Babyface. I tell it to be now with Johnny Law putting on a chase. Picked up three drifters just wandering down a lonesome road. One of them pointed out to George's folding money had come unstowed. George was in a line of work, required him to carry a gun. And the drifters caught up with George on the tail end of a three-bank run. Bigger than any Johnny Law was all that George wanted to be. The title that he yearned for was to be named Criminal of the Century. Looks like old George is back on top again. Hands bound behind him, he's beaming with pride. Lightning may be shooting from his fingertips. That moment of glory, he's willing to die. Willing to die. Well, Jesus is and George draws, and the drifters seem to benefit from both. Live wire and a Tommy gun, they make for quite an outlaw show. So hold your paws and drop your draws, and don't you dare ring that warning bell. Folks, my name is George Nelson, was born to raise hell. With thrill-seeking folks like George, what goes up must come down. And all it takes is another thrill to bring the battered souls around. See a lynch mob caught up with George and put him back on top again. He brought livestock, fine fiddle, even brought a mandolin. Looks like old George is back on top again. Hands bound behind him, he's beaming with pride. Lightning will be shooting from his fingertips. That moment of glory, he's willing to die. Willing to die. When Babyface was electrified, Pa moved in a weird sort of way. George's prayer was answered when he took all power from the state. See, control is merely relative. When perceived, it certainly is a lie. In the end, it was George Babyface Nelson who wound up bona fide. Looks like old Jordan's back on top again. Hands bound behind him, he's beaming with pride. Lightning will be shooting from his fingertips. That moment of glory, he's willing to die.